society is based on money. Ironically, money that has never, does not, and will never exist. It's just figures on a screen.
They've run the system, the whole economic system of the world, for the last 200 years. So why shouldn't they also run the economic system for the next few 100 years?
You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio with Michael Storm.
And we are here live, as always, every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, talking about truth and looking for solutions and just participating for real, using this fake world, I guess, that so many people think is fake. And now I'm picking on some particular people that I know, and they understand it, and maybe I'll bring them around someday. And some of you listening right now, you'll see, hopefully, that there really is an information war, and that you can fight it there in sort of Facebook land, and get involved with us there. I'm using that right now. I'm using that technology right now to secure exclusive content for the Mile High Liberty Radio website. It'll be real stuff, real information, real truth and solutions, like we're always talking about here. And that's going to change a little bit, but it's not going to change the show. Nothing here is going to change. We're going to move the show time. I don't know exactly when yet. We haven't quite figured that out, because there's a whole bunch of shuffling to do. The entire network is switching from just sort of running during the day to running 24 hours with the content that is available to be put there, coming from all around the world, just like you're hearing me in all different places around the world. It's actually coming from all different places around the world, too. So it seems like they're going to be able to work out that it's going to be 24 hours live from different places all around the world, real people talking about the same sorts of things that we're talking about here, trying to sort of save this republic, I guess, because that's really what it comes down to, right? Aren't we trying to wake people up to the reality that our republic, our state, our sovereignty, our person, our people, our individual, our money, our youth, our children, our education, everything has been taken over by this upper class elitist scum. Some of them, admittedly, do-gooders. Really actually try to make a change in the system. You see what happens to some of those guys when they get out there. Sometimes they put them to rest sooner than later. It's always a concern. But it just occurred to me that I would hope that wouldn't ever scare anyone from doing what you have to do to get out there and share this truth, like we're always talking about. You know, if we're not here sharing this information so that it can be shared, so that we can secure real information about how to shop smart, how to use your money, how to think differently about money, how to survive, be able to share all that information. Don't ever let the end of whatever be what stops you. Let the journey be what makes you keep going, because it all comes to an end eventually. We all have our different ideas about what the end might entail. That's great. And if we're all lucky, some or one of those tales, those stories in there is true, or pieces of it and parts of it or some reality, and we get more chances than this. But we can't live for that. We have to live for now. We live for today. We live for telling the truth and reaching out to real people and offering them a hand, whether it's with our voice or our pocketbook or our actual hand. That's what we do. And we'll do some more when we come back on Mile High Liberty Radio.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's D-O-U-L-T-O-N.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio with Michael Storm.
Enough time covering this issue. I've thrown out there any number of times that I wouldn't touch a piece of seafood out of that side of our ocean if with a 10-foot pole at this point, because of all the questions surrounding the pollution that is coming out of what is the meltdowns that are still going on at Fukushima. And Don Heckert is a retired U.S. Air Force U-2 pilot, and he was on with John B. Wells. And this is what he had to say about the radiation. We'll come back and talk a little more about it.
My concern is that right after Fukushima, and again, you've got to look at my background, when a nuclear test or went off in Russia or China, part of my duties were to get an airplane to that debris and sample it, to try to gather the intelligence out of that. Well, as a fact, we learned very quickly, since 1945, where those outflows or flow patterns go. And, for instance, in Alaska's case, they start over from Japan, over all those test sites, either in China or Russia, and they come out in a two-pronged area, one directly over Kodiak Island, the other over Point Barrow. And again, these are a little bit variable due to weathers and fronts and so forth. But the majority of time, those outflows come there. So anything that happened over Fukushima several, probably 2 days later, and you remember in World War II, Japanese had rice paper balloons that they put incendiary devices on and floated them over and tried to start forest fires in the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, that nuclear debris, whether it's a bomb or comes from a nuclear reactor, is an outflow and it comes over that area. We basically did a lot of research in the early 80s and 90s to try to define those trajectories, and we now know those. We have less information because of the size of the ocean. It's basically a three times more water than there is land.
Sure.
And there's a lot less movement on water than there is on land. And so the amount of trajectories in the water are not known as well. But because of our submarine fleet, I know that the Navy has that information. Now, my concern is, and this is strictly as a hunter, fisherman, gatherer, subsistence guy, I'm retired, and I go down to dig clams. I've dug clams for years and years and years as an Alaska resident. Normally, I'm allowed to get 40 at a time. I went out twice in 2 months, once in April, once in May, and got two clams one time and three another time, and they were really juvenile. And I called up Fish and Game and said, gee, I'm concerned something has happened to our clam population on the Kenai Peninsula where we were fishing. That concerned me. A little later, we have numerous reports of our sea life, particularly the larger mammals, having lesions and scars, and they can't define why they have these huge sores on them. And I'm not sure that there's been a conclusive report on that yet. That's followed by the major tourist activity in the Kenai Peninsula during the summer is king fishing. World record salmon are pulled out of that river, and it is really an economic boon to that Kenai Peninsula and the local area.
Yeah.
They canceled the season this year halfway through because the return didn't come back in the numbers that were required to even sustain the population. And so though those things put together caused our senators, Senator Bagich and Murkowski, to go forward and say, gee, we're now seeing this debris from Fukushima starting to wash up on our shores in Alaska. And please, let's sample this. Let's look at it and see if it presents a danger to either the marine life or to the people living on the coast. And I left Alaska to come down to Texas about 40 days ago. But at that time, there was a discussion that they granted $100,000 for testing for the whole state.
$100,000.
And that'll pay for one airplane for a few days, mm-hmm. or one boat for a month.
Isn't it nice to know that the state looks out for you with your money? A lot of people don't know this, and I imagine that you probably are quite a bit more aware of it than they are, if they have to be the zombies or whatever. The normal people out there, I don't even have to be mean and call them zombies, just normal people, normal idiots, as opposed to us highly motivated idiots. They don't know. They really don't know about Fukushima. I remember when it happened, I was really paying attention to it live as it was going on, as you know, because the big wave of water came in first and everybody was watching that. So it was really easy to watch what was going on, saw the explosion. It was amazing and scary and obvious what happened. But I remember that happening and then going to visit with the family, visit with the relatives for a weekend, a couple of days, something like that. getting there and mentioning it, and they were like, what do you mean? What do you mean it's melted down? Fukushima? Yeah, we heard about the big wave. And that was about it. They really didn't know. They didn't realize. And I don't think that any, I don't know, has any mainstream media ever covered Fukushima? And that it's, I mean, certainly there has to be somebody somewhere in there that has, but it's not, it hasn't trickled down to local. They don't, nobody locally is talking about how bad Fukushima would be in your regular programmed box television and your information where most people get their information. So they don't realize how serious this issue is and that it's an ongoing issue. And it's really even hard to keep track of. They try to keep a lid on as much of it as possible. There, you know, people within the Japanese government and their version of the EPA or whatever have been, you know, they've quit, they've been fired. There's talk of people dying already of cancer, people that have been cleaning up they called them the Walking Dead when they were even in there in the initial stages of it, and it's still going on. And I don't know if they've really listened to what was presumably the best advice, which was to start to rebuild around it to try to contain it. But I don't know if it's melting down into the ground. I don't know. It's a scary issue, and there's a lot of information out there, but you have to go looking for it if you want to know about Fukushima. That's a good start there. I think I said it was George Knapp, which obviously it wasn't. It was John B. Wells. That's not what was important. It was what that man was saying. If you're listening to what he was saying, he was saying he's out there. He knows what generally you should be able to fish out there, and something was wrong. And it's why I've talked about not eating any of the seafood from that side of the world or from the Gulf. If you're eating seafood, make sure that you know it's coming from the East Coast right now, because there are just way too many questions. Even if you haven't followed along Fukushima, you're not really aware of it, and you haven't continued to follow along what happened and what's continuing to go on in the Gulf, and you're not aware of all the core exit and the fact that it just kind of weighed the oil down and it's really just still there. That's their idea of cleaning it up, and it keeps showing up in all the tar balls, and it seems to be poisoning the marine life. And same with the Fukushima problem. I mean, that's radiation, and a lot of it, and continuing radiation for a long period of time, and many, many, maybe many, many, many years to come, depending on what ends up the outcome of it, because it's still up in the air. It is by far the world's worst nuclear disaster, meltdown of its kind. It seems that it's going to far exceed what happened at Chernobyl and Three Mile Island, any of these other incidents that have happened throughout history. Very, very scary, and you just hope that the people who are in control of this actually do something about it, that this isn't part of some plot to poison the world and make it ready for the reptiles or whatever the hell the story is right now. There's some different stories about why you might want to change the atmosphere of a planet, maybe make it ready for alien life to take over. But let's hope that that's not the case. Let's hope that they're not trying to change our planet and kill us all off, and that there are real people that work on this issue and get it fixed, because it's a disaster. It's a horrible, horrible thing that's happened over there, and probably really unnecessarily. Go look at America and where all of our nuclear plants are built. A lot of them are in dangerous places. It's really sick. We'll be back on Mile High Liberty Radio.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented complement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
This is Mile High Liberty Radio with Michael Storm.
I was saying it was sick, and I meant it when I talked about sort of our nuclear power plants and where they are positioned here in America and really in places around the world. It makes you wonder sometimes when people suggest that maybe they have done it on purpose to change the planet or something like that, because if you go and map out America's nuclear power plants, if there's a fault line, you can probably be sure there's a nuclear power plant on it, or a giant raging potentially overflowing river, or a earthquake zone, or just something like that you can imagine. And I don't know if it's just ignorance or stupidity or purposeful that ends up putting them there, but go look. That it seems like that's what happens. And that's just the big ones that you know about. They're small nuclear laboratories and things like that. If they can power a submarine with a nuclear engine, then they can put a nuclear engine in the basement of a building, in any building, anywhere, a school, underneath the school. Some universities are old enough that they actually were involved in sort of developing the technology and actually have their own nuclear power plant and have waste to dispose of. It was an issue that came up recently with one in particular. that was disposing of it. It's amazing what we do with these things that we know are very, very dangerous and delicate when there's smart ways to do it. A lot of times it seems to be about people taking the easy way out and not spending the money. And sometimes, a lot of times, government is behind that, being lax in its supposed duty to watch over these things and make sure that they that they're in line with some standard that they set up arbitrarily or not. Let's talk about third-party voting. It's that time of year. We've been talking about it quite a bit. We've been poking some fun at the entire process, a dog and pony show with the talking clown heads that are the left and the right presidential candidates. I tried to share with you as much as we could about the third-party candidates and what they're doing, and suggest that if you must participate in the system at all, that you don't waste your vote by voting for a Democrat or a Republican, that you use your vote wisely, smartly, strategically on voting for a third party, voting for a principle over a party, voting for some ideals and something different. A third-party vote is a vote for America. This is according to Sam Raleigh today. I just love it when other people come along and they're thinking the same thing that you are. And everybody is thinking this right now. I will share some more with you. In fact, we'll go into a break after we do this story. And when we come back, we'll listen to this fantastic bit about third parties and about the lack of questioning in real questioning in the debates. Third party vote is a vote for America. On Monday, Americans watched a supposedly liberal candidate for president and a supposedly conservative candidate for president agree on the importance of massive military spending. Those who voted for Barack Obama in 2008 with the hopes of less American meddling in the Middle East heard him talking about why he used drone attacks galore in the region, even killing an American citizen in the role of judge, jury, and executioner. They heard why we must remain in the Middle East and why America must shun cuts to military spending. Mitt Romney agreed with Obama on his points and upped the ante, suggesting that not only should cuts be shunned, but also that military spending increases should be championed, and conservative voters watched yet another Romney forward march towards centrist candidate effectively etch a sketching much of the true conservative Republican persona that many voters on the right so badly wanted to battle Obama in the coming election. Of course, he has to take on that position. And it's all part of the show. America is financially doomed due to a little more than a half century of government ineptitude. And these are ideas that neither one of these are addressing, of course. The only way to reverse the coming economic calamity is to implement drastic change and completely alter the way citizens of the nation view their place in the world and the responsibility at home. Absolutely. It's what we talk about here all the time. We have to start with ourselves, and we have to start by thinking. You can think globally by thinking locally. You can start with yourself, because you can't do anything until you reach out with the ideas and share good ideas and solutions. And one of those is thinking about differently about how you handle money and deal with money and how you do exchanges. That's why we like to talk about a lot of stuff like that. I'm really excited about that idea. It's floating around in my head right now, because I know I've been talking with someone about it while we're doing the show here today, about providing some original exclusive content for the website. And it's specifically about shopping smart and using your money and in food too, and in avoiding things like high fructose corn syrup and just some of these ideas that we try to throw out there all the time that we leave sometimes for you to go investigate. Well, maybe you can start a little bit more of that investigation right there at MyHighLibertyRadio.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
these annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, but I'm about to tell you the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
The program you are listening to is unscripted, unrefined, uncontrolled, unprocessed, unedited, underground, and out of control. Mile High Liberty Radio with Michael Storm.
And this next thing that I want to play for you is a little bit long. I wasn't even sure that I really wanted to play it, but I kept watching it, and it's... there's so much good information in it that I can't help but play it for you. Thanks to my good friend Bagman that shared it with me. I would have missed it. It's something I would have completely passed over because it's actual sort of mainstream media news, MSNBC. And we're going to listen to it, but I wanted to give you an idea of what you could find at MyHighLibertyRadio.com in case we don't get into a couple of these things, because this next thing, it runs about 8 minutes, and that'll only leave us a little bit of time to chat about a few more things before it's done and over for yet another day. But here's what you could find on your own if you've got the time. You go up there to MyHighLibertyRadio.com. The World Health Organization, bring out your depression so the drug companies can cure it. That's nice. They're pushing drugs. They always are. Denver Post editorial, prescription drug epidemic. Had nothing to do with each other. Just happened to find them both in the same day. Fantastic. There you go. A little bit of info for you on the whole prescription drug notion. They're trying to push, and that people are begging, please, don't push. In America, with a K, there will be no real debate. Paul Craig Roberts, I picked it up through Lou Rockwell. 10 reasons to cancel your television programming. That one I'm really going to try to hit, and that was just wonderful because it's why have television? You don't need it. There's so many reasons, and a lot of the reasons that he uses here are reasons that I've shared with you that you don't need it because you have the internet. You can completely control your own programming. It's a fantastic idea, so we will definitely jump into that one. But first, you have to listen to this. This is a lot of important information that the so-called zombies out there actually got to listen to if they had their ears open, from Lawrence O'Donnell.
In the rewrite tonight, we're on drugs.
I'm not for funding public broadcasting.
We're on drugs. We're on drugs.
I know.
That was last night's presidential debate, where the moderator, Larry King, had to remind the candidates that they were on drugs. What Larry meant, of course, at that point, was that the candidates were supposed to be discussing drug policy. That's right, there was a presidential debate last night that was not covered by the major networks because it did not include any candidates who are running above 15% in the polls. But it did include candidates who dared to talk about important issues that never came up in the presidential debates watched by 60 million people. The Free and Equal Elections Foundation sponsored a debate in Chicago last night with four presidential candidates: Gary Johnson of the Libertarian Party, Jill Stein of the Green Party, Rocky Anderson of the Justice Party, and Virgil Goode of the Constitutional Party. They discussed the war that the Democratic and Republican candidate refused to discuss, America's longest war, the war on drugs.
90% of the drug problem is prohibition-related, not use-related. So let's legalize marijuana now. I am not a hypocrite on this issue. I have drank alcohol, I've smoked marijuana.
The most important thing we can do to get rid of the health problems associated with marijuana is to legalize it.
We don't just need to legalize marijuana. We need to end drug prohibition just like we ended alcohol prohibition.
I would cut federal spending on the war on drugs. However, drug use is primarily a state issue, not a federal issue. I am not for legalizing marijuana use or other drug use.
And imagine if Congress passed a bill that the president signed that allowed indefinite detention without charge or trial. That would be issue one at any presidential debate, wouldn't it? The media's favorite debate moderator, Martha Raddatz, would have forced a full discussion of that one at the vice presidential debate, wouldn't she? Well, Congress did pass that law last year, and President Obama signed it, and he never mentioned it on his list of accomplishments in any of the debates. And he was never asked about it, not by the media's second favorite debate moderator, Candy Crowley, and not by Mitt Romney. It never came up at the two-party presidential debates. No one pressed the president on how he could possibly sign a bill like that into law, and no one pressed Mitt Romney about why repealing that law is not on his day one list. If that law worries you, if it concerns you in any way, your concern, your interest in that law is not represented by either of the two major parties. But at last night's debate, that law was called the very definition of tyranny.
That spells tyranny. It's the very definition of tyranny.
I would have vetoed the National Defense Authorization Act, allowing for you and I, as U.S. citizens, to be arrested and detained without being charged.
This is unallowable and is a basic offense against the very foundation of American liberty, and it should be repealed.
One sentence answer, Larry. If I were president, I would have vetoed NDAA.
In the instantly immortal words of Larry King, we're on drugs. The media is feeding you a drug called the two-party system. Big media is incapable of covering a political landscape that is more complicated than the two-party system. Big media does not have the resources or the interest or the intellectual capacity to cover something more complicated than the two-party system. The two-party system and the Electoral College have conspired to make most voters feel irrelevant to the outcome of the presidential election. The major party candidates ignore most states, and they ignore most voters most of the time, and then we act surprised that voter turnout is so low. They never really campaign in more than 10 states, and now they're campaigning in even fewer than that. Like most Americans, I have never lived in and voted in a state that mattered in a presidential campaign. I first voted in Massachusetts, then in New York. Now I vote in the biggest state in the Union, California, the state with the most electoral votes and the most voters, and the one that is always, always completely ignored by the presidential campaigns because it is not a battleground state. The outcome in California is never in doubt. If, like most Americans, you live in one of the states where the outcome is predetermined, you should feel absolutely free to take a good long look at third-party candidates and pick one whose ideas you want to encourage. Your vote for the Libertarian or the Green Party will not affect the outcome in a state where the president or Mitt Romney has a big lead. But your vote will say something important about what you believe. The bad news about living in a state like California is that you're completely ignored in the presidential campaigns. The good news is you can consider voting for a third-party candidate without any worry that your vote might tip the balance the wrong way in the Electoral College. If you want to see the entire third-party debate, you can find it on our blog, thelastword.msnbc.com. You will be told you're wasting your vote if you vote for a third-party candidate because the third-party candidate is not going to win the presidency. Well, I guess that means everyone who voted for John McCain for president or John Kerry for president wasted their votes, too. Having spent my lifetime in states irrelevant to the Electoral College, I have mostly, in fact, voted for third-party candidates for president. And I was always told I was wasting my vote. When I voted for Democrats for president who lost, I was never told I was wasting my vote. I have actually voted for the winner of the presidency exactly once. So please don't try to tell me that voting for a candidate who loses is wasting a vote in a democracy. If you live in a battleground state, voting for a third-party candidate can be a lot dicier. Just ask the people who voted for Ralph Nader in Florida in 2000. If you're lucky enough to live in a state that the presidential candidates care about, then your vote really does count in the way most people want it to. Then, you really should think about who you want to see take the oath of office when you cast your vote. Because your vote matters much, much more than mine.
See what I'm saying? Did you listen to that whole thing? There was so many amazing thoughts and ideas and questions and a ton of good information and things that people out there need to be exposed to. So I had to share it. There wasn't, after I listened to the whole thing, there was no question that it was worth 8 minutes of our time to listen to. In fact, it's worth you going back and actually listening to again, because I heard stuff in it again, listening to it this time, sitting there with you, that I didn't catch necessarily the first time through. So it was really fantastic. It's up there at MileHighLibertyRadio.com. Under the events section when you're there, though, there's some things going on locally that I wanted to be sure to mention, because I know that a lot of people here locally listen, and a lot of the people that are listening are actually fans of the music that we've brought to you from the Wandering Monks, and the Wandering Monks are playing a couple of shows. The information is up there under the events. They're playing Friday, November 2nd at the Marquee Theater with Maud Sun. That's a show that costs $10. You can get them there. You contact them. The link's there. Friday, November 16th. They're playing at Manitou's legendary Ancient Mariner with Shabong, and that's a free show, so anybody can go to that. All that information available at MileHighLibertyRadio.com. Also, don't forget, November the 24th is End the Fed, National End the Fed. We're doing a second round, really trying to push for people to come out again. It may be very interesting this time around to see what happens, given what happened in New York, but it changes nothing. We know what our intention are and what intentions are, and it certainly has nothing to do with causing any violence or any disruption of any kind, other than handing out some DVDs, holding some signs, and maybe occasionally having to be asked to move out of the way because you've gotten a little zealous and wandered out into the middle of the people that are actually trying to get through, and we don't want to impede people. That's never our mission at all. But November 24th, there's National End the Fed events going on all over, and there's a link there to where you can find National End the Fed events if you're not here on the Front Range, and then, of course, our event here on the Front Range that we try to organize with all the other freedom-loving liberty groups here on the Front Range. That information is there. Also, that's where I've shared the Genetic Roulette movie link. If you haven't watched Genetic Roulette yet, it's still free, at least until the end of the month. Thankfully, Jeffrey Smith has been continuing to offer it free for us to view, for the entire world to view, and it's a great piece. If you haven't broken the GMO barrier yet and you're still eating these store-bought processed foods, you got to see this. You got to see what this stuff is doing to you, and even on a genetic level, and how it's changing us. And well, yeah, watch that. It's up there. It's amazing work that we're lucky to be able to view for free like this. And if you can, always try to support those people like that that put out great work like that, and go to a great deal of expense sometimes to produce quality work that reaches people, that's just not your average slap together approach to something. It's a real in-depth look that shows real science, and it's not based on opinions, and it's always great to see that supported. And Irene shared with me a link yesterday, as she promised she would. And this was a really cool thing that I thought. A lot of people are needy right now, and I thought it'd be great to just throw a spot up there on the website under the events section, that if you are needy, there are angels out there looking to support people, looking to help them, and for any number of reasons, not just needy, in fact. They were offering, if you wanted to make an investment in a business and start a business, it's just angels. And if you don't know what that term is, an angel, obviously the guys with the wings, and Michael, and Michael Edward, come on, I'm a guardian angel, that's what Michael Edward means. if you don't know what an angel is, though, in terms of sort of money lending, I guess it's not even lending, it's giving. When it's an angel, they give money, they have money, and they have it to give, and they want to give, and they invest it by giving it to people who have good ideas or who are in need. And it was just a really interesting program there. It seemed to be probably a Christian organization, so if that offers a level of trust to you that may not if they weren't, by all means you should look at it, because they were offering, just like I said, the needy. That was the main premise of it, but it wasn't the only premise of it. I looked at the application that they offer the angels to look at and decide from, And you were able to make a case for any number of reasons why you might want some money. I mean, it's the kind of thing where Mile High Liberty Radio could go there, actually, and ask for somebody who would be willing to invest by giving some money to our little cause here that is, you know, sort of liberty, truth, solutions, you know, all those things we're talking about all the time. That link is up there, milehighlibertyradio.com, under the events section, and we'll stay there as long as I may find a more prominent place or something for it, and as I find out more about the program and how it works and everything. But it seemed to me one of those things that is worth investigating, so it was worth sharing, and it was cool that, you know, yet another person who listens to the show from thousands of miles away. Not thousands of miles away. Not really that far away. Sort of. It's a big planet, and California is just like a stone's throw over there from Colorado, so it's not really that far away. But you get the idea. For people all over, they want to share good ideas like that, and I'm so proud and happy to be a part of Republic Broadcasting Network, and happy to be able to share some of the ideas that you bring as well. We'll come back and talk about a couple of more things, like the 10 reasons to shut off your TV programming, when we come back on Mile High Liberty Radio.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed, all just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Mile High Liberty Radio.
MileHighLibertyRadio.com. You can find a ton of links that I shared today and a bunch of stuff that we, of course, we never get into because there's just way too much to cover. You wouldn't believe the editing process that I have to do to myself just to keep it reasonable, to make it even possible to just hear some ideas for you to look at today without keeping you completely involved in it all day long. There's a lot going on. Maybe one way to pay a little bit more attention to what is going on would be to get rid of your cable programming. And this story came out of Planet InfoWars, and Planet InfoWars is the it's Alex Jones's community, like Facebook, kind of, where people can come together, info warriors can come together, and this popped up on there. 10 reasons to cancel cable now. And I wanted to share it because there was a number of reasons in it that were reasons that we talk about here that make sense on an economic level. So that was important. Whether you follow the idea that you're being programmed or not, you would leave that to you. This is just smart money. If you spend money at all on your programming, such as a cable television subscription or satellite subscription. This one's from Dannon. Anything interesting that might happen to be aired on TV can be seen on the internet hours, sometimes days, even weeks. Believe me, even weeks before. And sometimes the really interesting stuff is never seen on TV because someone somewhere doesn't want you to see it, and they mistakenly think that they can keep it from you. You have to search for the truth. The television is not the place to find it. Cable news will never tell you the truth, never, ever. Very rarely ever. If they do, they probably do it accidentally. And the ones that do it on purpose don't last long. The reality television is not reality, nor is it entertaining unless you feel the need to waste your time relishing the misfortune and embarrassment of others. Oh, reality television. Ooh, fine line. TV does not allow you to comment, give your opinion, or call BS on what you read, hear, or see. The internet does. Many, many times it does. You can definitely voice your complaints. And it's more often now that social media is affecting the way businesses do business because, and the way they treat customers, because the customers will take it to the people, and the people will impress upon said company that that's not the way that companies that get their money act. Drug company ads, especially those trying to push antidepressants. There's another story you have to read at MileHighLibertyRadio.com, really a couple of them. One is about the World Health Organization pushing the idea that people are depressed all over and they just won't come out of the closet about it and they need to be doped up, pushing the pharma industry, you know, nasty drugs right there. And there are he's right here. Drug company ads are all over TV for everything. Every single thing you can think of, little itch, scratch, notion, feeling, muscle twitch, they've got a pill for it that they're pushing somewhere on TV. Healthy GMOs, the world's most dangerous oxymoron advertisements. No high fructose corn syrup. Not just like sugar, no matter how many times they say it. The Mayans, they say they have less than a year left on this planet. Do you really want to spend watching it, watching that garbage on TV? The political lies, and you will always be a more interesting person than any TV, period. Amen to that, if you will. We'll be back tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, right here, looking for the solutions, talking about the truth on Mile High Liberty Radio. We'll see you then.
This is Mile High Liberty Radio.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free